Here's Travis.
I consider myself a peanut butter sandwich connoisseur.
I do.
It's a hell of a claim to fame.
It's very true. It's very true. Norm, this first one comes from DeAndre Ayton's cousin at P1 Arliss.
Oh, is he falling asleep periodically also, like DeAndre does?
Unconfirmed.
Okay.
But he does have...
That is hello.
He does have a couple of questions here that I like. Norm, have you ever ridden a motorcycle?
No, never.
Not in a sidecar or anything?
No, I've ridden an elephant, but never ridden a motorcycle.
Okay.
I like the idea of Norman Mayberry getting around in a motorcycle with a sidecar.
I think that's awesome. With their
Maybe you have the big goggles.
Yeah.
A nice, I don't know.
Their driver.
Yeah, well.
I'd be in the back, and the two dogs would be in the sidecar.
Right, right. Okay, Norm and Sean, have you ever hit 100 miles an hour driving a car?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
What's your top speed?
Probably like 105.
Okay.
Nothing
kid
crazy.
Kid stuff, okay. That's all right. Norm?
No.
No? Never got to triple digits.
No, never got to triple digits.
Of course, you were motoring around back when there weren't governors on cars.
True.
You could haul some balls.
True.
If you need to.
And
you?
There are some
there
stretches
are like 8
out.
Horsepower in the Model T.
Yeah, there are some. There are some stretches out in West Texas when I was driving my convertible Mustang.
Going out to Sol Ross?
Yeah.
You get past Odessa and it really opens up to like 80.
God, I have 4 more hours. Jesus. Let's go.
Yeah, out on that road, you don't even have any city signs.
No.
Quick side road. Have you ever seen a UFO out in West Texas, Norm?
No, saw the Marfa lights.
Yeah.
Don't quite know what they are, but everybody seems to think, I think they're caused by somebody standing out there periodically holding up a mirror and his friend shines the flashlight into it. People say, ooh, it's aliens.
Committed to the bit if they're doing that.
My daughter got one of those light projectors that projects the lights up on your ceiling.
Yeah.
So we have the Northern Lights in her room now. And I think I'm going to get one for myself
because
it's awesome.
Fleshlight?
Okay, as we sit here at the Whataburger Normathon.
Yes.
See you, Ham.
What is y'all's go-to Whataburger order?
That's easy for me.
Okay.
A number 2 cheese, no onions.
Whoa.
There you go.
Number 2 cheese jalapenos.
Yeah.
Whoa, close.
Dr. Pepper.
So you guys are going...
Spicy ketchup.
I have baby tummy now, and I have to get the Wada Jr. double. The double meat Wada Jr.
Yeah. You're gonna set off the Dion bitch alarm. Here
yeah, no,
soon.
I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. I just I gotta save those calories on that big bun that you guys are wolfing down.
That's right. The old Norm bun.
What about your breakfast order? You a taquito man or are
taquito.
You a biscuit Bob guy?
I like the potato taquitos.
Yeah. I'm a big Bob guy personally.
Bacon taquito.
Bacon taquitos, yeah, always solid.
Picante sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I might mess around and get 2 of the potato and or meats in the taquito and really load it down, do a nice sausage potato or bacon potato.
Well, no matter what you get, you're going to win.
That's true.
As we broadcast live from the Whataburger Normathon.
Yes.
Dang right. You're dang right.
And I'd like to thank the manager of the Montfort store for sending in that tweet.
Would you rather... This might be a little bit of a, let's see. Yeah, this is a greatest hit from 2023.
All right.
Would you rather smell Tyler Seguin's gear after Game 5 or Norm's underwear after sitting on a flight to New Zealand?
Oof. Difficult choice there.
Yeah, it's not a great choice, is it?
But see, I shouldn't be answering that.
Let's see.
How long's the flight to New Zealand?
It's got to be 17, 18.
14 and a half hours.
And how many times do you get up to go pot during that
Probably
flight?
Probably 2.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you go just before you get on the plane.
I'll take hockey player.
I think I am too. Oh. This one from Motorcycle Edo. Would you rather have one abnormally long arm or nose or eyes or mouth? Oh, sorry. Or your eyes, nose. So one abnormally long arm.
Okay, start over.
Would you rather have one abnormally long arm or your eyes, nose, and mouth are all slightly off to the center and people can definitely tell that it's off to the center?
I would like the one abnormally long arm so that I could be a professional dart player, or I could go to the state fair and win all those games where you're asked to throw something. I just drop the quarter on the dish. I throw the ball into the little area there. I could make a living with an abnormally long arm.
Would they not have regulations in darts if your arm is like that long?
Wait a minute. Can't you sue for discrimination? This is my arm.
So how is Big Dart running their games these days? Do you have to stand behind a certain line, or does your hand not able to go past a certain line?
You stand behind a certain line, and they never expect somebody with a 54-inch sleeve to be playing darts that night.
They never expect, like chimpanzee arm.
No. How about you, Sean?
Baby arm.
Oh, I take arm.
Okay.
I mean, you could be on one part of the sectional and still reach around Mare Bear.
True.
Just so you know.
Mm-hmm. True.
I don't know what's up.
Yeah. let's see.
A little honk in.
What sport do you think you could last the longest trying to sneak in during warm-ups dressed as a player? This one's from Big Papa Dud Harf.
Well, it wouldn't be basketball.
No.
No.
And it might be hockey.
We're talking current norm? Like current body norm.
Question.
Yeah.
That's a great question. I think at your athletic peak.
Okay.
I think it'd be football. Because you could always wear your helmet. They wouldn't know who you were. You'd go to your local sporting goods store and get a cowboy jersey that didn't have anybody else's number.
Maybe buy like an extra
small 57,
pair of pads to put under
exactly
the big pads.
And
a little hush helmet.
You know, there's so much going on the warm-ups. There's 45 here and 45 there, and every team has 17 coaches and 19 people on the sidelines. You could get lost in there for a while.
What about shagging during BP? If you could put a cap on,
You could just look like a coach.
You don't have to put your full uniform on.
No.
You could just wear like a warm-up.
Yeah.
And as long as you keep yourself and
kind of hang out.
Don't
out there.
Injure anyone.
Yeah, don't go too hard after anything. Make it look like you're trying.
You could even wear one of those longer-armed undershirt things.
Yeah.
Put your cap on backwards. Wear sunglasses.
Sure.
They'd never spot you.
Golf is the easy answer here, right? Like, most of us can just walk on a course and look like we can play golf. Don't swing a club, obviously.
I think I'd have a better chance of catching a fly ball.
You think so?
One more.
All right, let's find a good
one. Let's get to one really quick one here.
Thank you. Would you rather have to announce everything you're about to do before you do it, or narrate your own life like a sports commentator?
Oh, Lord.
So, if you're about to go pot, you would need to tell this entire room.
Just announce it?
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to go number two. I'll see y'all in a minute.
But then you'd have to narrate it.
Now, I think if you're narrating it, that could be in your head,
I
suppose.
The answer's neither one.
Neither one? That's not how this works.
Yes, it is.
This is Twitter questions. What is going on?
We're cutting off Twitter.
Well, fine. I'm leaving then.
That's it.